I was asked the question of if someone buys a new talis, when he should recite the bracha of Shachianu. Now the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simon Chaf Bei Seif Aleph states, Kana talis v'asa bo tzitzis mevarach Shachianu. If you buy a talis and you make tzitzis with it, for the talis, for the garment, you recite a bracha of Shachianu de lo gara mikelim chadashim. It's not any worse than new clothing. If you buy new clothing, you recite a Shachianu. So also, if you buy a nice talis with tzitzis, you should recite the bracha of Shachianu. Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim Chelek Gimel Simon Pei writes, "Umistimas lashon al Shulchan Aruch mashma shach betalis katim avarach Shachianu." It seems from the language of the Shulchan Aruch that even if a talis katim, a pair of tzitzis, you recite a Shachianu, of alafianias daiti nira. That since the reason why you'd recite a Shachianu on the talis is because it's like a new clothing, new article of clothing, that it needs to be chashuv, it needs to be important. And he writes that yesh chiluk, there's a distinction, dal talis gadol mevarachim kuli ama, that on a talis, everyone would recite a bracha, dehu vadei beged chashuv, it's certainly a beged chashuv, an important garment. If someone thinks it's very important, he would recite a Shachianu. It's not such a chashiv, it's not such an important garment to the person. Even though from the perspective of the mitzvah it's important to him, it doesn't make sense to recite a bracha, because the garment itself is not important to him. So it seems for Moshe Feinstein, you would not recite a bracha on a talis katan, because this garment is not such a chashuv bracha, an important bracha that would generate a sense of simcha, a sense of happiness. The Mishnah Berurah points out that in Sif Katan Beis, that you wouldn't recite the bracha on the mitzvah. Why? Kevan de'enu ba mizman lizman. Because the only time you would say a bracha of a Shachianu on a mitzvah would be on a seasonal mitzvah. Like let's say the first time you bench lulav and esrog, there you would say a bracha of Shachianu because that's a seasonal mitzvah. But a bracha on a talis, you would not recite a bracha because of the mitzvah. And indeed, that's why it seems the general practice is not to make a bracha on a new pair of tefillin, because the new pair of tefillin is not a beged, it's not a garment. And we don't make a bracha just on a mitzvah. We only make a bracha on seasonal mitzvahs. The truth is that even a talis may not necessitate a Shachianu. Some might argue that even a new talis, even though you might only buy a new talis once every 10 years, it may not generate enough simcha to necessitate a Shachianu. So that's a question unto itself. Some would have the practice of not reciting a Shachianu on a new talis. We tend to be mamai, we tend to minimize the times that we recite a Shachianu nowadays, so some might not even recite a Shachianu to begin with on a talis. Those who would decide to recite a Shachianu because they're so excited, so happy about a new talis, so when would they recite the bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Chav Gimel Seif Dalet writes, Bishasa Kinyan Yesh Lo Levarech. Afopishal Adain Lo Nishtamish Bohem. When you purchase a new garment, a new item, then you would recite the bracha, even if you haven't used it yet. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, that's only if you buy a garment that is royally lelov shel techev, that it's ready to be worn immediately. But if you buy a garment that, let's say, requires alteration, so then you would not be required, then you would not recite the bracha of Shachianu, because it's not fit to be worn at this point. Notwithstanding the Shulchan Aruch's comments, the Piskei Tshuvos in Piskei Tshuvos writes that the custom is to recite the bracha, let's say on a talis. There's not going to be no alterations on a talis. So you would think when you buy it, you recite a Shachianu, but it seems the Piskei Tshuvos writes the common custom is to recite the bracha not when you buy it, but when you wear it. So then, if you're of the view that there's a tremendous amount of simcha when you buy your new talis and you're going to recite a Shachianu, when should you recite the bracha? The Mishnah Berurah and Simon Chaf Bei Sif Katan Gimel writes that you recite the bracha b'shas ituf. So the bitchila birchas lisatev achach shachianu. You first recite the bracha of lisatev, and then you recite the bracha of shachianu. Now what's interesting is that when it comes to, let's say, to a new fruit, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Chav Hei Siv Katan Yud Aleph writes that, let's say you have a new fruit, so he writes that it's nachal nevarach shachianu kodem. You actually should recite the shachianu first, va'acher kach yivarach bracha ruyela. And then you should recite the bracha that's fitting for the new fruit. Whatever, let's say you have a seasonal fruit. That's ha'etz. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, the most appropriate thing to do is recite the Shi'achiyanu first, then recite the ha'etz, and then eat the fruit. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that a talus is different than a fruit. Because the talus, let's say if you put on a talus for the first time, so you buy a new talus, so the bracha and the talus, so the bracha of the shechianu, are obligations which take place simultaneously. So based on the principle of tadir v'sheino tadir, the bracha of the talus takes precedence. However, with the fruit, anyone can recite a bracha when they see a new fruit. So there you can recite the bracha before you eat the fruit. You can recite the shechianu, then the eitz, and eat the fruit. But the garment, there, it's not when someone else sees the garment, he doesn't recite a shechianu. The garment is specifically related to the one who puts on the garment, and therefore you would recite the bracha of lisate first before the shechianu. Rav Chaim Kanievsky thinks that we recite the bracha of shechianu after we put on the talus, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and this seems to be the minhag. In other words, we would recite the bracha of lisate patzitzis. Then you'd put on the talus. And after you put on the talus, then you recite the shechianu. Presumably so that the shechianu would not be a hefsek, an interruption between the bracha and the putting on of the talus. Even though, let's say, very often when we recite a mitzvah, we recite the shechianu before we do the mitzvah. Let's say, there are lulav example. You make the bracha al tilas lulav, then you recite the shechianu, and then you take the lulav. So that's different. That's a mitzvah. So the shechianu is connected to the mitzvah. So you make the bracha, you make the shechianu because it's a seasonal mitzvah. Shechianu is not a hefsek, not an interruption to the ma'aseh mitzvah, to the mitzvah itself. So then it makes sense to make the bracha on the mitzvah, the shechianu, then do the mitzvah. However, when it comes to the talis, so there you make the bracha on the mitzvah, lisatev patzitzis, you put on the talis, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and then you recite the bracha of shechianu based on the simcha of having a new garment. So just to summarize, there are some who will take the view that when I get a new talis, that doesn't generate that much simcha, so I'm not going to recite a shechianu. It seems clear we don't recite a shechianu on tefillin, because that's only a mitzvah, it's not a new garment, nor is a talis katan chashiv enough for a shechianu. A talis gadol may be, according to some poskim, some may say not, and if you recite the shechianu, it would seem that you'd first make the bracha lisatei patzitzis, then put on the talis, and then recite the shechianu.